Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We are just talked about what's taking place over in Israel. We'd like to keep you informed of what's happening in Israel. But there's this particular author just wrote a book. He was a former spy chief with Russia that defected some time back. And he wrote a book just released. And I haven't read the book yet, but I've heard people comment on the book. And who would know better than a spy chief? And the book is called Disinformation. Mm. And we're talking about keeping the conversation light all the time. What does it mean to keep the conversation light in regards to this? Well, Christian, what's the Christian perspective of this? And it's called Disinformation. Former spy chief reveals secret strategies for undermining freedom, attacking religion, and promoting terrorism. I mean, Wow. Think about that. Wow. That's like, my goodness. And so as a Christian, it's so important to us because information can confuse us or it can build confidence in us. But he talks about, many different things, but he was working for the Kremlin. He was part of that crew over there. And we're watching. The reason why I say this right now, the Ukraine is experiencing a flood of Russian soldiers coming into the south in different areas. And we flipped them $1 billion to say something. But as a Christian, this is so important when you think about disinformation. People say, what's the big deal? First of all, what does disinformation mean? Unlike most folks, I need to find out what it actually means because there's been so much disinformation with the vocabulary. And disinformation is defined as false information deliberately and often covertly spread as by like planting rumors in order to influence public opinion and obscure the truth. Hmm. Think about that. The definition of disinformation, this is author's book, it's the definition of it is false information deliberately and often covertly spread as by the planting of a rumor in order to influence the public opinion and obscure truth. Alinsky 101, right? Alinsky, and like we say often, is like, it's happening, people are listening, people believe it. And I always like to say, well, how do you know that? Well, and it's like, really? I almost, you walk me off the dead end of a dead pier and fire, burning fire, and you heard that because you were at a coffee shop and somebody leaned over and said something. And it's amazing, somebody says, just heard. And I remember in the beginning of ministry that there's plants. There's plants, people whose mouths surrendered to the adversary. Mm. And you're about to walk onto a stage to minister or walk onto some situation to minister, and they're standing right before you get on that speaking platform, and they deliver, boom, some disinformation to you. Mm. And you got to decide what you're going to do, what they deliver to you, or you got to learn to tell them you're going to come on stage left, but you're actually coming on stage right. Mm-hmm. But it's amazing. It's like, come on, why would you want to be used? And then you go back and you look at Peter. Peter was used, and this is what Jesus told Peter. He says, your tongue has been set on fire by hell. Mm. You almost tempted me not to do the Father's will. Mm. And me personally, I don't want to be a part of anything that's tempting anyone not to do the Father's will. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Of anything. I mean, why would you want that on your record? You know what I'm saying? Of all the things, people say, I just want to do something for God. How about not stopping what God is doing?
Right?
Sometimes some folks, the best thing you can do is just, shh.
Don't say anything.
The kid president said.
Yeah. What?
That's what the kid president said.
Oh, yeah, he did. Yeah, right. It was great. It was really great. But then you think about, well, us citizens, us people of the world or whatever, why is that a concern for Christians? What's a big concern for Christians? Because it's our protection. The protection of Christians is our faith. And faith, it's our shield, he talks about. He's writing to the church of Ephesus in Ephesians 6. It's, think about a shield. A shield is your protective thing. I know when I was in law enforcement, I had a bulletproof vest, and I had a rifle shield in the very front of it, but it also would stop knives and everything because it was a metal shield that was there. And it protected me. Mm-hmm. And so if you take the bulletproof vest off and the rifle plate off, you're still a deputy or a police officer, but you're not protected anymore. It's not you're not losing your faith in, you know, mm-hmm. you're still a Christian,
mm-hmm.
but you're vulnerable. And so it's important for us to understand our faith is our shield. And faith, as we're told in Hebrews 11:1, he says, faith is being sure of what you hope for and certain of what you don't see. Disinformation is all about breeding doubt. I mean, not necessarily saying, you know, that's wrong, but did you ever think that maybe, and all of a sudden they just, boom, some disinformation. And they kind of go with the truth, mix a little bit in there. You know, we're for this, but how about if we just add some Lucifite in there? You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? And that's just Alinsky 101. But disinformation is being spread all over about Israel. It's being spread all over about in America, about everything. Every policy, Congress, Senate, it's just everybody's polarized in the context of things. The church is polarized. And it's like, and it's because of disinformation. And this would not be successful if, in fact, if the church was in the Word of God, mm-hmm. if we were reading the true information, if we were finding out what does God say. It's not a mystery. I mean, it's not mm-hmm. a mystery.
Right.
God wrote it down. He had it written down. And so we can actually find out, hey, that's disinformation, because this is the true Word of God. Mm-hmm. This is what God says about marriage. This is what God says about finance. This is what God says about the church. This is what God says. And so, but 97%, according to George Barna, are vulnerable to disinformation because they're not reading their Bibles in the context of taking the truth and comparing it to what's being said in their life and in the world. And 81% is not picking the Bible up at all.
Mm-hmm.
Think about how vulnerable then the church is right now to their faith. And all of a sudden you're walking around going, well, maybe, you know, America, maybe God didn't bless America. Mm-hmm. Maybe the Constitution's not, God didn't allow it to happen. And maybe, because you didn't get in the scriptures and says, God is the one that determines whether a nation rises or falls. God's the one that blesses it or mm-hmm. doesn't bless it. He's the right. one that allows it to stand or fall. And so you find these things out when you're in the Word of God, but all of a sudden, because you're not in the Word of God, you're thinking this disinformation where all of a sudden that the Constitution is a list of negative rights and we just need more rights. And it's like, you got to go back and find out, how did this whole thing come about? Or all of a sudden the disinformation on our founding fathers,
mm-hmm.
you know, they're speaking things over the, about George Washington, right. you know, Thomas Jefferson. Abraham Lincoln, and they just keep on and keep on. And what they're trying to do is just disinformation, total disinformation. And you have political parties giving disinformation on both of them, and they're all guilty of it.
Right.
And it's like, but as believers, it's important for us to be confident. And our confidence, our surety and certainty is what God rewards. It's what protects us. And so we have to deal with this disinformation. And that's what he's talking about in this book, and we'll make that a link available so you can get to that particular book. I mean, right now, it's just things are cranked up. You know, our own president told the president of Russia at the time, he says, listen, I'll have more flexibility after the election. And what are they good about doing? They're good about putting out disinformation, and it's happening everywhere. The Middle East, America, each of the states, Israel, and it's like, all right, church, we need to get into the Word and find out what God says and then be bold and courageous and put on our shield of faith and pick up the sword of the Spirit, which is not a literal sword, but it's the words that you speak in confidence of what God says. And then our faith will be strong and we won't have doubt in our heart and we will be protected. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if we're not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us
all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the daily radio program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country in that order and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today. Or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the daily radio program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.